My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman. At home in Port Melbourne, Black Rock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
Good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Excellent, thank you.
Good morning, Sam Gayman.
Good morning, Eddie.
Are you well?
Yes, I'm excellent, thank you.
Now, as I read, it's a great market at the moment, isn't it, TK?
It's a terrific market, and we've had multiple weekends where the company's had 100% success rate. The industry average is sitting anywhere between that 78 to 79% mark, so we're anywhere between 21-22% ahead of the marketplace as far as the performance as the firm. So very, very proud of the four offices. The outlook for choice for buyers is improving. There's a lot more stock coming onto the market. So the next 4 weeks will be really interesting just to see where clearance rates are. But there are good grouping of buyers in every property type, aren't there, Sam?
There are, and right across the board. But we've got so many families looking. We've got investors, and heaps of buyers that are looking at, especially courtyard properties, because I think, you know, houses just took a bit of a leap, didn't they? And they did. Are probably looking at the ground floor apartment or the townhouse, and there's a huge amount of popularity for those. We've got some good ones coming up,
and some downsizes as well.
Yes, a good mix of downsizes. Yeah, I think everyone will find that spring will bring some good choice, and we're probably looking at a few 5 week campaigns over the next little while with grand final coming up, and then of course Derby weekend.
And we've Eddie, we're really proud. We created an auction calendar, so any clients that are looking to
a spring calendar.
So any clients that are looking to sell right now, we've created a little bit of an auction calendar for spring, so that you know what are the perfect weekends to take your property to market.
Q&A day today. Now, I've taken that email from your desk. It's from Owen in Port Melbourne. Owen says, "Hi, lads. Love the show. I want to get into real estate. How do I go about it?" That's a great topic, and I think we'll do the entire show on that today.
Well, look, it's a terrific topic, and I think it'll surprise a lot of the listeners just how many opportunities and fields of expertise there are now for most real estate companies. I think the two obvious ones, which we've talked about a lot in the show, has been property management, and I think we can start with that, and that's an area that you love to talk about, Eddie, with your previous
Absolutely.
History. So property management.
Just before we go there, take it a step back. The first thing you have to have if you want to get into real estate is a passion for it.
You do.
It has to be in your blood.
But most importantly, Eddie, it's not just a passion for property. What you really have to have is a passion for people.
Yes.
Because property is about dealing with people one-on-one.
Mm.
And so when people say that they're in love with property, that's one part of the answer. But the most important element for me is, are they good with people and do they enjoy the company and meeting and greeting new people?
Which is a nice segue back into property management.
Yes, it is indeed. So I guess really, Eddie, the first aspect is the agent's rep. So you want to look at your local colleges and TAFE institutions and the REIV that offer courses to get that agent's representative certificate, which will allow you to work in the industry. The next step from that point
that allows you to work for a licensed estate agent, correct?
It does indeed. The next element of the journey is what your skill sets that you currently have and how do they transfer into property management, if that's the area that you want.
Mm-hmm.
We find a lot of school teachers, a lot of nurses, and a lot of people in the hospitality in hotel service industries are very good at property management. And so that transition for them where they've got routine, detail, reporting, dealing with different personalities, dealing with issues as they come up, they've got a good set of skill sets that transfer into property management. Now, having said that, some of them will have to start as an assistant, which we often will have an assistant's role where we're grooming the next series of property managers and they can work under an experienced property manager. Again, we've got the luxury at Chisholm & Gayman that we've got a head of the property management department as well, so that those that are making that leap into the industry have got the appropriate support, continued training. So understanding the Residential Tenancies Act, which would have been
Absolutely.
One of your favourite bedtime reads, Eddie.
Indeed.
It's a very big document. And the more that you understand that and the more that you can actually look for win-win solutions, so that you're managing the property with the landlord's best interests in mind, but also guiding landlords as far as making sure they're maintaining their properties in good condition, that they're being fair with the rent increases, that they're being prudent with the advice on the marketing, and also, most importantly, again, that you're actually having a relationship with tenants and making sure that they are looking after the rental property.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate, all thanks to Chisholm and Gayman. We know Bayside. 9531 1245 is the one central number to call. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. Chisholm and Gayman, Bayside. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're calling internationally, our country code is 61, then a 39531 1245. Torsten, we continue with property management.
So another area with property management, we've talked about the assistance, then there actually is being elevated into a property management role. Within that, there are two key areas. One is having a portfolio, and one is actually being a property manager that runs a team. So again, those skill sets that you have in your previous life,
yes,
will have an impact on how quick that progression occurs. The other element which has become an important aspect of business growth is actually having a new business development manager. And we've got a terrific individual in the name of Adam that does that for our firm. And basically that is actually following up new clients that are actually ringing the office to actually look for a property management company, meeting them, putting a value on the actual rental valuation on that particular apartment or house or townhouse, and then winning the business. So
that was traditionally a role for the property manager, wasn't it?
Yes, but what we've actually found is that there are certain personality types that are great at nurturing and looking after properties.
Yes.
And there's
the lister and the nurturer.
It's a rare beast that actually, it's an exceptional person that can have both traits.
Yeah. I must admit, yeah, I was the nurturer.
Yeah.
I wasn't the lister. So, yeah.
So in that story, as I say, it does, that role does suit someone with more of a salesman type of attitude. That
yes.
is, I guess, a hunter, for a better word. That,
yes.
you know, loves the challenge and the chase and looking for business. So,
yes.
So, as I say, so there are those elements. And then the other aspect of property management, and which is a lead on it, again, which is an important part of property management, is trust accounting. So, again, all of our monies get received into trust accounts, both sales and property management.
Yes.
We have a team of four that are involved in that department at the firm.
And we, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, when it comes to putting a deposit on a house into a trust account,
yep.
same rule applies. The real estate agent can't earn interest on that trust account.
That's totally correct. So that interest goes across to the government. I think it still goes into the estate agents board mm-hmm. kitty, but I'm not sure. Can't be certain on
sure.
that. But that's where I think it does go into. But certainly from that point of view, trust.
It's simply a place to park your money.
Basically, yeah. And it's held in trust on behalf of either the landlord or a deposit or rents until they get allocated to the landlord. So
yes.
certainly from that, accountants, bookkeepers are a very important part of real estate. So there are ample opportunities in that arena as well.
Yes. What about commercial property management?
Commercial property management, again, is a little bit more complicated. And certainly there's a little bit more of an element of numbers. So having a good numbers background combined with contract is an important aspect. So we have a lot of people that do come from a semi-legal background, accountancy background, that are very good at that.
Sure.
Or economics. And so, again, it's a matter of actually looking at what yield returns, what the clauses are within a contract when you're leasing property. But again, it does get split into those that are nurturers,
yes,
and those that are what we call the hunters.
And once again, Sam, the rules are different between residential property management and commercial property management, yes?
Yes, they are. And it means that, you know, commercial in some ways is a little bit more specialised and the acts are different.
Yes.
So there's a Retail Tenancies Act and then there's the Residential Tenancies Act. So you very rarely find that a residential property manager will cross over into commercial unless they've got a love for, you know, growing into it, and they might start in one and decide that they have a passion for the retail side of things. But we do have two separate arms to the business for that reason. And I think people with a business background flourish in that particular commercial environment.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back in a tick.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate. We continue. Sam.
Eddie, so we've been talking about careers in real estate and we've touched on all the aspects of property management, which takes us into sales. And of course, there's residential sales and commercial sales.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, most people tend to start in sales in a PA role or a sales assistant role. Not everybody does, especially if you've had experience in a sales sector previously. It might be, you know, in a different industry, but you know, you might be coming in from finance sales or some other form of sales. But certainly, it really is something that we encourage, is for people to come in at an early stage to buddy up with somebody that's a senior sales consultant.
A mentor sort of.
A mentor. Yeah. And to spend time with them, because there's a lot involved in learning the ropes. And, you know, it starts off with having to learn, you know, how to appraise properties, how to compare them to other homes, to work out, you know, what they're worth, and of course to be able to, for people to be able to trust you with their biggest asset. And there's a lot involved in the strategy of a campaign.
A lot of that's done online though now, isn't it? In regards to working out, I go somewhere in Bayside and here is a 3-bedroom standard weatherboard home. To find out how much that property is worth, a lot of that is done online now, isn't it?
Eddie, there are plenty of opportunities and tools on the net to actually give you a best guesstimate, but there's a lot of information that doesn't hit the net. There's a lot of discrete sales that you know, we at Chisholm and Gayman have. We've talked about it in previous shows where, you know, there are a numerous amount of off-market sales that happen on a regular basis. So, and also there were nuances that you can't work out from a screen and information. What was the orientation? What were the ceiling heights?
Sure.
What was the...
how big was the living area?
Access to parking.
Yep. Was there an ensuite?
Is it overlooked by a block of flats?
Right.
So there are so many different elements to...
Variables.
It can't all be worked out by median price or an algorithm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
And that's why you'll find on the major sites that they'll actually have a facility for that. But the percentage differential is about 15%. So if you're doing your sums, that's a fairly big range on a property.
Yeah. And
as real estate agents, you need to be able to narrow that down.
Yes, that's right. We can only give a 10% range.
Yes.
So maximum of 10%. And we have to support it with the sales and the justifications. And so that for that reason, we do analyse all those different things.
Mm.
But also, there's a number of factors that need to be learnt in sales. Negotiation, promotion of the home, you know, being able to talk to buyers and developing the skills to match people to the right properties. And that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on at Chisholm and Gayman, is being able to get to know the buyer, get to know their wishes, what they like, and then being able to actually, you know, go to that next level elite stage, which is to be able to really match them to the right property. And that's where some of the homes we sell and the apartments we sell do transact through a database campaign before we've hit the market.
So real estate effectively, whether you're in property management or sales, is people management.
Look, it is, and there's also, but as I say, some of it is more analytical and some of it is more what we'd call that EQ, that emotional intelligence aspect to it. Mm. And then there are other emerging aspects to it. We've got a terrifically talented marketing team. We have a terrifically talented social media team. So there are a whole lot.
Hasn't that emerged in the last few years?
So there are a whole lot of different elements that come under the property umbrella. And HR is another really important element of holding a team together and having the right people that become the glue to different teams within the office, and also making sure that each of the departments have a clear understanding of where they fit into the scheme of things, and also are working in a collaborative way with the other departments, so that you really have what we are really proud of at Chisholm and Gayman, that there's a real team ethos in the culture of the firm.
And then, of course, Torsten, there's also, you know, our vital admin staff, our receptionists at the four offices. I mean, there's really so many opportunities, and we have some part-time staff that come in and help us on a Saturday.
Having a good receptionist is vital to any business because they are the first point of contact.
Yes, they are. Absolutely, they are. But look, and that's the other aspect that Sam has said. There's a lot of part-timers that want to work 2 or 3 days a week, and real estate's a perfect there's an opportunity there for the smart companies, which we consider ourselves one of, where we're getting that great resource of really highly efficient and intelligent individuals that can only give us the 2 or 3 days. And so we're actually creating a bit of job sharing in that element. We're in the positions that work best for that.
Excellent. Gentlemen, that's where we've got to wrap it up for this week. Do it again next week.
Thanks, Eddie. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Eddie.
This has been My Real Estate. We'll be back next week.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.